when you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
I, as man for woman, just like the dogs I trap, you captured my heart.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was working my animal control job for the city.
Yeah.
Dealing with a pack of wild squirrels that took over a utility shed.
Oh, goodness.
When I saw you. You were the brunette with the body that reminded me of the Jessica Rabbit poster I had in my room as a kid.
He had a Jessica Rabbit poster?
At the ripe old age of 7.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'll never forget the first words you said to me. Uh-huh. Hey, guys, stop blanking staring at me. Well, blush, I guess I was. So I went about my business, but saw you jogging by about an hour later. You stopped, I thought, to apologize for earlier.
Yeah, no.
Instead, you said that you needed help because your car tire had a hole in it.
Oh, she's a damsel in distress now.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I don't know nothing about cars. I'm just an animal control guy. But I grew a pair of acorns and got to work. After about 30 minutes, it turns out, half a roll of duct tape and some styrofoam pieces taped over the hole, that didn't quite do the job.
What?
Try to fix it. Tire with duct tape. All right.
Okay.
You then told me to get away from you as you grabbed your phone to call, quote, a real man.
Oh, boy.
I'll have you know, since our last interaction, I've learned how to patch a tire from some doofuses on YouTube.
Oh, great.
Why don't you let me prove it to you in person?
All right. He's going to do it much better next time.
Will he?
Well, hopefully he won't use styrofoam and duct tape.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Love his effort, though.
Mm-hmm.
Woman for man, you stink. I wink.
Okay.
You were the mature gentleman at the flea market with the Gandalf-looking beard. Who smelled like old books left behind in an abandoned library.
Okay.
That's my scent.
Yes.
I was a 5'6 blonde with a leopard print cowboy hat carrying around the giant box of Twinkies.
Wait, are we sure this isn't you?
I don't wear leopard print.
Okay.
I may be carrying Twinkies, though. Your handsome face and your table of knickknacks got my attention, so I wanted to get yours.
Okay.
You watched me seductively as I picked up almost every item I could from your rickety table, while slowly using my other hand to rub various parts of my body.
Oh my God. What is happening there at the flea market?
If that doesn't jog your memory, this might. I also purchased the family of taxidermied hamsters from you.
What? What?
An entire family?
What?
I can't believe you stuffed them all yourself.
Wow.
I remember you told me that you're known within the art community as a Da Vinci of dead animals.
Wow.
Must be very good.
Yeah.
Purchasing all 7 of your dead hamsters was only the second best thing that happened to me that day. What was number one, you ask?
I ask, what was number one?
Knowing that I just met the future stepfather of my 4 kids.
Oh, she's been married before.
A few times. I gave you my number already, so use it, okay?
All right.
Wow.
Well, whether you're looking for the Gandalf-looking feller with the taxidermied hamsters,
who has your number?
Or you're just trying to get back in touch with the lady to let her know that you know how to fix a tire now.
Uh-huh.
It can be one thing, and that is
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Those hamsters are going to look good in her curio cabinet.
They will. They will.